T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sean, I don't know what's happening to me. Maybe I'm getting old. I'm 48. I don't know. For the first time in my life, I came to work today, and I'm not – it's going to sound a little weird because I'm wearing an undershirt. I actually forgot to wear a shirt today, Sean. What do you think about that?
You forgot to wear a shirt?
I literally – so what I do every day – because I'm a big guy. I'm fat.
He wears suspenders, Sean.
He wears
suspenders, Sean.
Yeah. Fat with an F or a PH?
No, with an F. With an F. So – and I'm less fat than I used to be, but I'm still fat. So anyway, every day I wear, except in the summer, but most of the year I wear an undershirt, my suspenders, because I don't find a belt comfortable, so I wear the suspenders, and then I wear a shirt over it, whether it's a golf shirt or sweater, whatever the hell it may be.
Right.
And I forgot to put a shirt on over my suspenders. I think I might be losing my mind. I don't know what's going on. What happened was I went outside to help my wife. I threw a jacket on for a second over before I finished getting dressed. And then I just forgot that I had not put a shirt on.
Now, I'm obsessive, compulsive, borderline neurotic. My shoes light up, the shirts in my closet, short sleeve, the long sleeve, color-coded. I'm weird like that.
Yeah.
I get it. But, see, I would feel the suspenders against my skin. It would drive me nuts.
Well, I still got the undershirt. That's the only reason I don't feel it, because I got the undershirt under the suspenders.
He wears an undershirt under the suspenders.
So you wear an undershirt, then under the suspenders, another T-shirt over the suspenders, and then a shirt.
No, I wear the T-shirt.
It's two layers, Sean.
Yeah, it's two layers.
Just two layers. You got one shirt, suspenders, and another shirt.
One shirt, suspenders. So you forgot one of the shirts?
Yeah.
That's right.
So today, Sean, Bull's walking around looking like a farmer.
I mean,
I was going to say, dude, you want to flap some reddishes?
I know.
I grew up on a farm of horses and pigs and chickens. I can tell you how to do all that stuff if you need some help with a green thumb, man.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you're overtaken by good sports news and a great show, meaning you guys. So, bingo. Hey, you forgot your shirt. They forgot to hit a non-electronic fastball here in Houston. So, what are you bitching about, brother? Look what I got to go through.
Oh yeah. We're gonna get to that in just a second. We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, we're gonna get to the cheating scandal in Houston. We'll get to that in just a second. But we got to talk to Sean about obviously the head coaching situation. The Browns have a new head coach, Kevin Stefanski. What do you think?
You know what? Hey, listen, I've not met him, but I talk to people about him and I watch him. Can you guys hear me clearly? I was on an earpiece, not Bluetooth. I don't do Bluetooth, but I want to make it easier for you.
Yeah.
So,
thanks, Sean.
I don't judge coaches by their press conferences because we can all rah-rah it up and do all that and tell them everything we want to hear. I go by track record, history. Now, we don't have a head coaching history, but he's been considered for more than one head coaching job, has been interviewed. He took an offense and did some hellified good things with it in Minnesota. I know Cleveland's interested in him last year, but what I do like what he said is it's pretty basic, man. I don't know about all the stuff, pomp and circumstance, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm using my words, but that we're going to work, number one. And he used two other words, maturity. I don't know if he used it, but for me, the ability to evolve, and I kind of get that from him. But my favorite thing is he knows he's got a great quarterback, meaning a talented one. He does. Yeah. He's got to play better. But they did not put him in, and he wasn't talking about that. I'm sure he was, but we got to put him in a position to be successful. That's every player. But I like the fact that they're going to demand more of him because, you know, he's much as given, much as required. The guy's blessed with tremendous accuracy. A personality that you know reverberates through the locker room, but probably has to shift some of that personality. And there's a great responsibility that comes with being the face of the franchise, and that's what he is, Baker Mayfield. And he has to accept that. And I think Kevin knows that. I do. And Kevin's young enough. but also, you know, cagey enough to understand he's seen both. You know, the veteran guy and the young guy, and the guy who talks or an introverted and the guy who's extroverted. And I think it's good. You know, now, hey, first time, heck, you gotta do your thing. But on the surface, for me, I like the way I love his system in Minnesota, and he and Gary did a great job together. And I am impressed with the fact that I'm a big believer. I do it with my quarterbacks. Kevin's obviously far more advanced, obviously, as an NFL head coach than I am. But I always put more on them than they think they can handle. And like anything, you tell a business that, hey, man, our sales goal is $250 million this year. Well, you're probably not going any further. So set it high, reach. And I think that what he's saying is, we're going to ask Baker to do more, and we're going to ask Baker to extend himself, and not in a tired way, but in a way that allows him to accentuate his skills and the guys around him. I liked Kevin's approach. I like his offense. Now, putting the staff together and all the teaching that goes into it, I'm really excited to see. And while people are worried, I'm sure, about, well, it's a first-time head coach, I think they know Kevin's been taught well, and this will be interesting.
Sean, we were talking earlier before you came on, just that, you know, the Browns have a lot of interesting characters, to put it lightly. I mean, Dorsey brought a bunch of guys in here, questionable character. Some guys had good character, but it was kind of a bad mix for a team. I think this offseason, they got to really do some evaluating of the roster and get some of those bad guys out of here, because that certainly could affect this team, and I think it did affect the team in a bad way last year.
And do not discount. Every one of us has been on a team that's had a guy who's affected players and turned a locker room into cliques. I wasn't in a locker room clique. I'm speaking for me.
There's always cliques, Sean. Always cliques.
There is. And the question is, do all those cliques, can they still find a way to mesh together? Now, let's face facts, guys. We can call it like we did. This is a dysfunctional franchise, period.
Yes.
It is. And with a fan base that I'm sure is their heads on a swivel, that they're like, when is this going to change? I get it, man. Hell, this is a storied franchise, but an extreme. Think about how we talk about the Redskins with Daniel Snyder. Think about how we've talked about the Raiders at times in the past. And go around that. There's some dysfunction. This team right now is in the team picture. Not only in the team picture, they may be the one out front. That doesn't mean they're not talented. Kevin Stefanski's not getting, aside from the Cowboys, he's getting the cupboard that's the fullest. And you could argue with the young talent, a cupboard that's far even more full. So of all the coaches who got a new job. So they're players. But you're exactly right. I'm telling you that one or two can ruin a whole franchise. And whoever he decides they are, sit them down. Because what they did last year, good or bad, really doesn't matter to Kevin Stefanski. He wants to, I would imagine, and at least I would, I like to look guys in the face, say, man, I didn't like this. I want to know, because I'm not, if you tell me you don't like a book or an author and I like it, I'm still reading it until I find out if I like it. It's the same thing here. It sounds so elementary, but it's true. So, yes, Dustin, you're 100% correct. You, in order for, and everybody doesn't have to like everybody, but there's got to be respect, not only from player to coach, coach to player, player to player. And I quite frankly believe that they got to spend more time worrying about them and not us, meaning what some dude says on Twitter or on a radio show or on a TV show. And we can say it, but it is. It's a dysfunctional franchise. And Kevin Stefanski, unfortunately, is coming in, and at least early on, until he trims some of that fat that is or problem, he is going to have to not only teach X's and O's, he's also going to have to babysit. And the sooner you can get your kids that you're babysitting to mature and where it's peaceful and everybody's hanging out, that's exactly when the Cleveland Browns should take another step. Now, he's got a task, because he doesn't just get to go in there and coach. Now, hopefully, he'll clear out the ones he doesn't have to babysit. So, there's a grown-ass man game, and they've got some really, really talented players. But you saw this year what a head coach who didn't put him in the best position and who struggled with it, an ownership in a front office, and a lot of people weren't on the same page, and talent that couldn't overcome all those distractions, look what it got him. Now, decent at times, but they're better than this. Come on, man. We shouldn't be talking about the Cleveland Browns this offseason talent-wise like this and talking about the distractions first. But as I said last year, the sideshow became more visible than the actual substance or the team. That's got to reverse. The sideshow's got to be some celebration everybody's excited about, not the substance of the football team. Kevin Stefanski has the look to me and the way he approaches it of a guy who will relate to the players, but there's not going to be a whole lot of nonsense involved. And I kind of like it that way. I'm old school that way. I'd like you to win first and celebrate second, not the other way around.
Sean, quickly, before we get your thoughts on the Astros situation, two awesome playoff games this weekend, championship weekend, maybe my favorite weekend of football all season. Who are you liking these games?
You know, starting at the Green Bay Redskins game, I mean, every Green Bay Redskins, Green Bay 49ers game is, I don't think there's a more complete team than the 49ers in football right now. And Baltimore, I know, has a claim, but the quarterback, the one thing we haven't seen, can he drop back and throw it 40 times if he has to win? If they haven't had to, the formation to death, they're about as old school with some new school mixes we have. They're going to line up in three tights. They're going to involve the tight end. They're going to pound you with the fullback, lead blocker on, you know, on ISOs and Mike and the inside zone and cutbacks. And they're really, really good. And he's a really good play caller, Kyle is. So I'm excited to see how they do. That's old school. And then they're going to force you to beat them with your second best guy. So the key here is, and then the Green Bay side, guys, it's the first, people are kind of saying, well, is something wrong with Aaron? He doesn't have the gaudy numbers. Well, you saw some of the throws he made, and Aaron can still carry it, but for the first time, we complained when he didn't have a running game and other than defense, and he had to carry him, but now he doesn't have to just, he doesn't have to be a 400-yard guy to get him where they are, which I like for Green Bay. I think this is great, and it's as elementary as it comes and probably as cliche as it comes, but it's probably going to come down to which one of those guys misses a third-down throw or lays it on the ground. I like the 49ers at home. I just think they're a more complete team, and I think that they can shorten the game. And the other one real quick, Kansas City, you know, the toughest task in this game, while it may be Mahomes, I think is going to be Kansas City's front seven, stopping that full-grown man running the football. And I think the number one key is, will Tannehill be able to throw it more than 15 times to beat them, and can he? He's done a great job this year on the road in a hostile environment if Derrick Henry isn't taking over the game. But Mike Vrabel's going to force-feed their game plan down their throat, and they're going to make the Kansas City Chiefs tackle better than they have all year long. And you better bring it because it's a linebacker at running back.
Sean, let's get to
you. By the way, I'm taking Kansas City at home, so there you go.
Agreed. Sean, let's get to your Houston Astros. Obviously, the report comes out this week. The manager and GM suspended for the year, then both subsequently fired. Alex Cora, who's now the manager of the Red Sox, there's a scandal going on with them in 2018. He obviously was one of the ringleaders of what happened there in 2017. He gets fired by Boston. Now there's talk Carlos Beltran, who for some reason is the only player named, which seems ridiculous to me, but he was the only player named in that report. His job might be in trouble now with the Mets. To me, you know, you can't, people want to talk about getting erasing the World Series or whatever. That's stupid. What happened. But it's tainted to me.
Of course it is.
Right? I mean, are fans seeing it that way?
Of course. Well, yeah. You get fans. I had a bunch of calls today that are so disgusted with the Astros. They're not going to games now.
Wow.
So at least they say so. You'll get some that I think we got past the point of, but we've heard it. Well, they're using the Astros as a scapegoat. But, you know, you'll get that in all cities, that homer in Boston.
Right. Sure.
They could have walked out there and showed you the camera that they were using, and they'd say the MLB, every vindication is everybody's doing it. Well, if the Padres are doing it, then eventually we'll find out. Right now, I know it's the Astros and the Red Sox. And how does that suck for me? Lifelong Red Sox fan, and we're the Astros flagship. And Jim Crane did what he felt best. He didn't get turned into a billionaire by making bad business decisions. I love Jeff Luhnow, and I love A.J. Hinch, but if you rob Peter, you pay Paul. If you cheat, and the thing I'm trying to put together, if I'm a manager or a coach, and I tell my guys, now I'm trying to put the puzzle together, guys, I haven't yet. I tell my guys, listen, I don't like this. We're not doing it, and I break monitors. Yet they're still bringing a trash can down the steps of the clubhouse and banging it. What manager that has control of his clubhouse, they said it's a great clubhouse, that happens. Something doesn't add up here is my point. And if the player said, well, he did say it, why didn't you stop? It's an ultimate lack of respect. If he didn't say it, then somewhere along the line, there's a couple pieces that aren't missing in the communication. To me, you know what? The suspensions were justified in both Boston and here. So I like Jim Crane, but I like him. If you didn't fire him, then he'd have to live with that. It is tainted because you're always going to have people say, well, could he have done that? Would Aaron Judge have been the MVP instead of Jose Altuve that year?
Right.
What about the pitcher? I mean, all those things, and you guys know it. But to me, as much a fan of the Red Sox and Astros as I am, and if they find out more, great. But you did it, and at first I felt sorry for him. Then I thought, well, do you feel sorry for the guy that knew your fastball was coming? So to me, if you're gonna commit the crime, then you got to suffer it. They'll both land on their feet, as will Cora at some point, I imagine, when they're allowed back in baseball. But good people made a bad mistake, and they're going to have to overcome it. And guess what? Tell them to get in line. It's happened to plenty of people in sports, and it won't be the last time mistakes happen. The punishment fits the crime, I think, And unfortunately, and the question I ask you guys, is it a good day for baseball or a bad one because of this? That's what we got to ask, because did we get rid of the cheaters like Rob Dibble said, or did it make baseball bad because everybody's doing it? I don't know. For anybody, if you do something
I don't
wrong,
know.
You got to suffer.
I think the tricky thing here is there's not necessarily a disincentive for the players not to do it going forward because no players got punished.
That's my biggest issue with this.
Yeah.
Bullet is real quick.
Yeah.
Is, and I know you can't, what are you going to do, punish them all? I don't know how you do it.
It's tricky,
How you do it, but, man, think about that. We committed a crime, you get immunity, but, and then you don't get to come out and support, I mean, but those two guys are going to fall on the sword for you, those three guys. So, but they go back there looking, fastball's coming, let's bang that trash can. I love the guys, but you know what? I'm not going to be homer for either team that says, oh, they did them wrong. You did wrong, you pay for it, and they're paying for it mightily.
Thanks, Sean. Good stuff, man.
You guys are awesome.
All right, Sean Salisbury.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.